Hey, we wanted to say thank you. Thank you, church, for all of the wonderful things that you guys did on Sunday for Pastor's Appreciation. You guys just blessed our socks off. It was just above and beyond. It was really, really amazing. It blessed our heart. It really, really did. So glory to God. It was wonderful. It was a blessing from the Lord. So thank you so much for doing that. Hallelujah. It's time to get into the Word. Amen. All right. Let's start with some prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Father God, for your Word. Thank you, Jesus, that it is the spoken Word of God, the written Word of God for us, that we can learn from it, that we can grow from it, that it will edify us, Father God, that it will build us up. Thank you, Father God, for the things on the inside of this, that it will go and do what it needs to do, that we believe right now by faith that we will be consuming this Word, that it's not my Word, but Lord, it is you speaking here tonight. And we receive that by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's go over to John 13:35. We have been talking about love here at Spirit Life Church for a little while, and it's been good. It's been really good. How many has seen different things come into your life and been changing some different reactions to situations? Yes, we have been catching it. We have been looking at it differently. We have been asking for forgiveness. We have been growing. It's been really good. It's been really good. And it's good to just feast on the Word concerning this in our life. So, glory to God. John 13, let's start at verse 34. All right. Hallelujah. We're going to just wait for those words to get up. John 13, 34. This is Jesus talking. A new command. Can everybody say new? New. A new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So how will they know that we're followers of Jesus Christ? Love. The way that we love each other, the way that we love other fellow human beings in our life. It's the love. They'll know us by our love. The world will know us by our love. And if they don't know us by our love, then something is wrong. Something is off. So we do have to look at ourselves and say, okay, do the people that I work with know that I'm a Christian because of my love? Not because I told them I was a Christian or go to church or anything else, but do they know that I'm a Christian because of my love? That's a good question. I mean, as I was kind of studying this, it was like, okay, Lord, the people in my life, do they know that I'm your disciple? Do they know that I follow you because of how I express God's love in an outward motion and outward life to them? Okay, so Lord, if I'm not doing that, if the answer is I don't know if they really know because they know me because of love, then we have to say, okay, so what can I be doing? What can we be doing? We can look on the inside and say, okay, what can I be doing so that people know, just like Jesus said, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So, what can I be doing to show the world God's love? That would be so obvious that I am a follower of Christ. What can I be doing? What does that actually look like? And it's going to be different for everybody. It will. It'll be real different for each one of us, of who we come in contact with. Maybe it's just making eye contact with the person that you're paying for gas at a convenience store. Maybe just making some eye contact with that person. How many times and throughout our everyday that we don't even make eye contact with people? You're buying groceries. You don't even make eye contact. you're filling up your car and there's someone filling up on the other side. And I mean, we don't want to get weird about it, okay? All right. But let's be aware. Let's know what's going on around us. Let's show the love of God a hello, or how are you doing today, or, you know, showing the love of God somehow in our life. And we need to be aware of that so we can show them that, so that they will know that we are his disciples. Amen? They're going to say, wow, that was a really nice person. They're not going to put their finger on it at the first. I really like that person. People like people that are happy, that are cheerful, that are upbeat, that are positive. How many, and hopefully this isn't just me, but that certain maybe group of people that you're around that are always negative, and you know once they come in the office that you're like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Father God, help me. You know, because you're very positive, you're trying to change the mood, and they're always kind of like, you know, they need that. They need you around. They want to, people kind of run out of the office when that person comes in, but know what? They should be saying, wow, I really like it when Chelsea's around. I really like it when Ricky's around. I really like it when Ann's around, because they know that. They know the love. They know the something on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Let's go to Romans 5:5. All right, I'm going to just start at number one real quick. I know I told you Romans 5:5. I'm going to start at number one, Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Amen? And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory, here we go, we also glory in tribulations. Woo! Knowing that the tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. Glory to God. Because the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hallelujah. I didn't write down the translation, but there's a translation that I wrote here, and I didn't write down which one it was, but the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. That the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That it needs to be shed abroad in our hearts. That means it's in there. That means we need to develop it. That means we need to grow it. That means it's going to take practice. Right? It's going to take practice. Getting better and better. So outbursts of anger should be going down, and the love should be coming up. So, hallelujah. My husband's laughing because there was an incident in our house with a hamburger. And that is all I'm going to say about that. My husband, when I told him I was going to talk about love, are you going to talk about the hamburger? No, I am not going to talk about the hamburger. So we need some more prayer about that situation. Glory to God. So, you're going to tell the story? Okay, this is where we get real. We're real people, and we are really working on this love stuff, especially me. You guys think it's Pastor Ricky. It's not. It's me working on the love stuff. Do you want to tell him the story? Here we go.
I can't wait. Been waiting for this all day. So we're at the house, and she got in and out, and it was my fault. I made her a little mad, all right? You know, guys tend to do that sometimes, so it was my fault, right? But haven't seen her this mad in a long time, right? So we're sitting at the coffee table watching TV. She's got her burger in her hand, and mine's in a little plate right there. And she got mad and stood up and went to grab my hamburger and just turned around and walked off. I seen her walk up to the trash can and just chunked that hamburger. She threw it so hard it exploded. I am not, when I say exploded, there was nothing left of this hamburger. We're cleaning it, and when I say we, I mean her. She's cleaning it off the walls. Slap, just wham. And me being me, I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because it was amazing how that hamburger exploded. I was like, son, I didn't know you was that strong. Just Nolan Ryan, that hamburger, just poof. And then when she walked off, I was laughing. I walked over there. I was like, babe, there's food all over the wall. So that, you know, she obviously gets madder because now she's got to clean it up.
So I had I reacted instead of responded. And he really, I mean, it was really not, it shouldn't have got me that mad. It really shouldn't. And then it was even worse because then it's all over the place. And then you have to really humble yourself, right? So now it's working on your pride. It's getting everywhere. And it's like, so the Holy Spirit's just, all right, are you happy about that? And you know what? I think I was walking in love just a little bit because I really did want to, I really did want to grab his hamburger and do that, but I did not. So thank you, Jesus, I did not touch his hamburger, because I think that would have been the wrong decision. But glory to God, I asked for forgiveness, and I humbled myself, and I cleaned up the hamburger. And I think it's because God's working out all those things, because we're talking about love. We're talking about love. And glory to God, that's the wrong way to respond. It should have, yeah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're real people, and when we're talking about this, we're working on ourselves. I'm working on me. We're really doing this. This is really applying it to our life. We're not just up here, you know, preaching it out. We're taking it in. We're preaching to ourselves first and foremost. But glory to God. This is the scripture that I should have walked just calmly inside my room and just read. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. So I need to post this somewhere and have it ready to go. Romans 5:5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just going to read that again. Whew, hallelujah. Now hope does not disappoint. Glory to God. Because the love of God that has been poured out, not just a little drip here and there, it's been poured out. That's what we need. Just, Lord, pour it on. Pour it on. The love of God that has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. We have the Holy Spirit that's been given to us on the inside of us. Amen. And he tells us little things. Don't take his hamburger. Don't take that hamburger. Hallelujah. All right, let's go over to 1 John 4:7. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 1 John 4:7. We're just going to kind of read through here. We're going to just kind of just peel back this scripture layer by layer and see what the Holy Spirit's telling us tonight. 1 John 4:7. And I'm just going to start reading through. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. Amen. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Hallelujah. If you want to know more of God, if you want to get in a deeper relationship, get closer to God, what do we need to be working on? The love walk. Amen. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Wow. I mean, that's pretty strong. There's no going around that. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Hallelujah. Verse 9, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. It's a choice. Amen? Glory to God. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here's Jesus dies on the cross for us because he loves us, and yet we're dealing wrongly in the area of love toward others. Maybe some of us are. Everyone. I know there's times here and there and, you know, different situations, but we have to think, if God did that for us, we need to be doing that to other people. We need to be loving other people. It's like the story that Jesus tells where one man came to the king and was begging for forgiveness of his debt, and it was a very large amount, and the king forgave him, but yet this man went out and tried to get money, a little bit of money, from somebody that owed him. The king found out about it, and the guy was in trouble because, hey, he was forgiven, and he didn't show that forgiveness to somebody else. We were loved. Jesus died on the cross. Amen? So now we need to love. We need to love. It's a command. It is a command. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see where we're at here. In this is love that, okay, so beloved, so verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. Again, it should be so evident that the love on the inside of us should be a sign that we know God. Amen? God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Again, it is a work in progress. It is going to be perfected. It's going to be practiced. Okay? It's not just going to be a light switch on and off. This is something that we have to work on. Verse 13, by this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is showing us how to love, is teaching us. He's the ultimate teacher. Amen? And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, glory, God abides in him and he in God. Glory to God. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Again, he's telling us there is something connected here. This is a circle. This is all connected. Let's go down to 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. So these are some things that we need to look at here. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. That is one sign that love is being perfected in our life. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. I'm just going to stop there for a quick second. We had taken a trip last week up to Oklahoma, and we took everybody, there's about 17 of us, and we took everybody fishing. And so we were casting things out. Now, it was kind of a windy day up there, and we're trying to cast the line out. And some lines are crossing over and different things, and it was kind of hard to cast. But when I was reading through this scripture, really that stuck out in my mind of casting. That this is throwing out. This is getting that hook away from you. This is casting it. Also, I looked up cast. It's to throw afar off. So, all right. So I'm going to go right back over here. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, so are we in this world. Therefore, oh, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Love casts it out. And you try to, I mean, it's going as far away, hallelujah, by the mighty power of God. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Hallelujah. You have been delivered from torment. Hallelujah, because the love of God. Amen. But he who fears has been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Glory to God. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, or can I say his mother-in-law, or other people, I love my mother-in-law, but you know, sometimes people deal with family. Sometimes people deal with family issues. Sometimes it's a neighbor. Sometimes it's, you know, different people, your boss or whatever the situation may be. But there's people that are going to come through your life that's going to start developing your love walk. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Wow. So we're here in church and we're saying, I love you, Lord. And we're like, yay, we're good Christians. And then we go out in the real world. We get home. And we say we love God, but we hate our brother. Or you hate a family member. Or you hate the person down the street. Or you hate your boss. Or that coworker. You know what the Word of God says? If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Whoo! Thank you, Jesus, that we get some correction, that we get to get things right in our life, that we get to say, Lord, I'm seeing it. Lord, I am seeing it, and I repent right now. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. Show me how to love this person. And that's going to be hard. I had to deal with some forgiveness in my life for a little while. I mean, some strong forgiveness issues. They would talk about forgiveness in church and I would walk out of the sanctuary. I mean, some strong forgiveness issues. And sometimes it's like, I am, you know, people would say, well, you start by praying for that person. I am not going to be praying for that person. I can't even say their name. How am I supposed to pray for the person? But know what? That's where it starts. It does. That's where it starts. It starts by praying for them. It does. That's hard to hear. But hallelujah, the word helps us. Amen. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Glory. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must. Does it have must in your guys' Bible? Must. Wow, that's a strong word. Must love his brother also. Must. Must love his brother also. Love is a decision. It's a choice. We have to practice this love of God that's supposed to be shed abroad in our life. We have to develop this. This is going to help. The word perfected in here, it's called full maturity. And here are some things about perfecting God's love, and that it will also cast out fear. So, love forgives. True love forgives. So these are like a little litmus test that you can tell, is love being shed abroad in my life? Am I applying love to my life? Am I applying love to this situation? Love forgives. Love refuses to get offended. Hallelujah. Refuses to get offended. Love values people. Love and pride cannot coexist. Love and pride cannot coexist. Because what does pride do? It's all about me, 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 right? Love is not envious or jealous of others. Love is patient and kind. Love believes the best in others rather than assuming the worst. Love shuts the door on strife. Love will shut down strife. It will shut it down quickly. Will not even go there. Just shut it down. That's what love will do. If it feels like it's going that direction, it will just shut it down. That's what love does. Are we doing that? Are we doing that in our life, in our situations? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Father God, we do. We ask you right now, in our life right now, Holy Spirit, show us. Reveal to us, Father God. Show us those areas, Lord. Right now, I really do believe that there's people or situations popping up that God's telling you it's time to deal with some things. That there are some things in our life that it's time to forgive. It's time to let go. It's time to do the right thing. It's time to humble yourself. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you for revealing those things to us. And now right now, Father God, we repent. We say, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for handling that situation, for handling your people that you loved so much and you gave your son for us. Handling the situation wrong. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you show us how to change that situation, how to show love in those situations. Lord, of where we need to start out, maybe it's just praying for the person, Father God, but Lord, we just give that to you right now. We say, Lord, there's a situation, there's this person in my life, and I just offer this up to you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are going right now in people's hearts and turning those situations, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your word, that it will not return void. But it will go out and accomplish everything that you have sent it to do. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, God, for sending your son. Thank you, Father God, for your love being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the word tonight. And I thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful time we had in your presence. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory, glory, glory. Okay. Well, hallelujah.